helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 12, 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of the year. We have one comment here from Marie, and so she's the mom of Elliot, the camper, and she writes, "Our family had the best day at Camp Courageous. We spent time riding the train, petting the animals, exploring the forest, then flying above the trees on the zip line. Camp Courageous is such a wonderful place with something for everyone. We always look forward to spending time there and can't wait to send Elliot for camp." So a big thank you to Maureen for those nice comments. And we do have a day that's called Camp Courageous Preview Day. It's today, Saturday, April the 12th. It's a time in which families can come and explore the camp. It starts off at 9 o'clock in the morning. There'll be all kinds of activities going on throughout the camp. A little break at 12 noon for lunch, then an afternoon full of activities. So we look forward to a fun day at the Camp Courageous Preview Day going on today. Our Camp Courageous travel campers have returned from Paris, and wow, do they ever have a great time. Disneyland, the Eiffel Tower, tons of restaurants, tons of little souvenir places. They came back so incredibly excited. So a big thank you to all those folks that were a part of that. Just a reminder, we have the Hawkeye Day coming up at the University of Iowa. It's going to be May 3rd. This is open to Camp Courageous campers. We call it the Spring Tailgater, and it's a great opportunity to go down, meet the University of Iowa football players, Coach Ferentz. We have a great breakfast planned, a lot of souvenirs that can be signed, and then the football players will give the Camp Courageous campers a tour. For more information, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org and get a hold of me personally. You have to have a reservation in order to take part of that. And my email address is cbecker@campcourageous.org. We always look forward to a great time. A big thank you to Sam, Coach Ferentz, and the University of Iowa football team, along with Glenn Haskins and Molo Petroleum and R.H. Prince for providing t-shirts and all kinds of food and just a great time for the campers. A big thank you to our longtime friend, Jeff Stamp, originally from Monticello, living in Owatonna, Minnesota now. He invited us up to give a little spot about Camp Courageous to his Rotary Club. Great family. I student taught under his dad, Keith, back in 1976. Jeff's mother, Sandy, was a longtime nurse here at Camp Courageous for decades. Just a great family, and appreciate the opportunity to let the folks up in that area know more about Camp Courageous. And a big thank you to our friends at Okno in Iowa City. They do a tremendous job on composting and other things similar to that. We're going to be visiting their facilities on the 15th. And following that, we'll have our first pineapple meeting. It'll be at the Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the community room there. And we invite anybody that would like to be a part of that committee to come join us. We also have Stuff the Bus, where people have the opportunity to give things that the camp needs. It's going to be Saturday, April 19th at three locations, going from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. It'll be at Dollar Fresh here in Monticello. It'll be at the Marion Hy-Vee on 151, and also at the Mount Vernon Hy-Vee at 4035 Mount Vernon Road there in Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to all those folks that come out and help us stuff the bus with needed supplies. And of course, our omelet breakfast is just a week or two away. It'll be on the last Sunday of the month, April 27th. We'll be serving omelets from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Adults are $10. Children 12 and under are $5. And come join us. There's train rides, there's laser tag, and we'll be featuring all the remodeling that has been done at South Cabin. That'll be something you'll want to see. Once again, that's the last Sunday of the month, April 27th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. here at Camp Courageous. If you know anybody that's looking for work and they'd like to be a part of the Camp Courageous staff, we're always looking for summer staff and staff throughout the year, and we appreciate anybody that might have an interest. You can take a look at campcourageous.org. Big thank you to our friend Jimmy Phelps, who sprayed the entire camp for bugs and everything else here recently. Jimmy is a regional operations manager for Plunkett Pest Control, and he did everything for free. So big thank you to Jimmy Phelps. A big thank you to all those folks that volunteer up at the Manchester Grasso, those folks that bring them donations, and those folks that come out and buy. That's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, and is open year-round, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Camp Courageous' need of the week is refrigerant cleaner along with buoys for our pool area. You can see more. Amazon has a wish list, and there's all the things that camp needs. If you have a chance to go and look at that and help us out, we sure do appreciate that. Remembering dear friends that asked at their memorials, go to Camp Courageous. Virginia Mayer passed away. She was from El Burnett, a great supporter of the camp for many, many years. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.